From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, an article on faith. Reporter Ron Suskind examines the roots of certainty in President Bush. First, the lead, a political wrap after the weekend. Most tracking polls show President Bush has regained a slight lead among likely voters, this following the final debate last week. Most analysts said Senator Kerry won all three of those events. He had moved into a tie with the president in many surveys. He slipped back a little, though. At least one study of swing states shows the Democrat leading substantially there. We're not sure what to make of all this, which is why we're happy our regular Monday guest, Slate political writer Will Salatin, is back. Will, welcome, and please explain all. What exactly is going on? You know, Slate runs this election scorecard in which you sort of imagine how the Electoral College might go, and that shows Senator Kerry actually leading over the weekend.
Yeah, the good news for Kerry is that he's finally ahead in the Electoral College. And the very bad news for Kerry is that those national polls are starting to trend against him. And they are always a harbinger of the state polls to follow. So I expect Bush to regain his lead very fast in the Electoral College and to be pretty well ahead in the surveys that come up the rest of this week. You know, this just shows what we pundits know. We all said that Kerry won the debates, and gosh dog it, we had the instant polling to show that most voters thought that Kerry won the debates. So how did we screw this up? Well, first of all, you know, we call people up right after the debate and say, who won it? And maybe they say, well, candidate A won it, while at the same time they're thinking in the back of their head, but I'm going to vote for candidate B. They don't vote necessarily for the guy they think is the best debater. They may think that the candidate B, although he is less articulate, would be a better person, a stronger person, a more reliable person to run the country. So there's that possibility. The other possibility is that the instant polls were right, that people thought on the night of the debate that Kerry did pretty well, but that Republicans on balance are better than Democrats at creating the story that comes out of the debate. They're better in the next 24 hours at deciding what you're thinking about. And in this case, what came out of that third debate was this story about John Kerry mentioning that Dick Cheney had a lesbian daughter. Now, I think this is a bogus story. Dick Cheney himself had talked about this. She was very open about it. And Kerry wasn't saying that it should be embarrassing. But polls still show that most people thought it was inappropriate, and that's what most people remember from that debate.
Well, tell us, what are the states and the voting blocks we should be watching over the next 2 weeks? And it is just 2 weeks.
Yeah, at this point, I really encourage people to stop focusing on the national polling and to start looking at the polling in the swing states. Easy for me to say since I have access to this stuff, but come to Slate, look at our election scorecard, we'll give you the latest state polling, and now we're going to do a lot more of it. There are basically 9 toss-up states in this race. They're the ones that really matter. They are Florida, Ohio, Iowa, Minnesota, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Mexico, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Those states are basically toss-ups. Probably the candidate who wins most of those wins the election.
What is it they're going to be deciding upon in terms of the arguments of the candidates over the next couple of weeks? You know, John Kerry responded to a New York Times article on President Bush yesterday by saying the president's going to privatize Social Security. The president's calling John Kerry a liberal. And it looks like just charge and countercharge.
Well, you know, this liberal charge that's coming out of the Bush campaign, this is an old standby that Republicans use, and it's usually pretty reliable. But I'm not sure it's going to work this time for a couple of reasons. One is they're going a little bit over the top. They're saying that John Kerry is the most liberal candidate ever nominated for president. I mean, come on. Most people can remember Walter Mondale, Michael Dukakis, George McGovern. It just doesn't sound right. And the other thing is that the Bush campaign's been arguing all year that John Kerry is a flip-flopper, that he goes to the left, he goes to the right, whatever's convenient. Now they're trying to say he has core liberal convictions. I just don't think that's going to wash. I think the Kerry campaign has been a little bit more creative at creating issues that are not ideological. Remember, undecided voters are people who are fundamentally apolitical. If you haven't decided by now, you're just not fundamentally a political person, and you're more interested in practical issues. So what is John Kerry talking about this weekend in his radio address? He goes out, and in his advertising, he goes after stem cell research, an issue of science, where he says Bush is against science and saving people's lives. And the flu vaccine, he's accusing Bush of being responsible for, you know, people basically getting the flu because they don't have enough vaccine to go around. Those are practical, common sense issues. You don't have to be ideological. They're the kind of issues that appeal to undecided voters.
Opinion and analysis from Will Salatin. He writes the Ballot Box column for our partners at Slate. Will, thanks again.
Thank you, Alex.